Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
How about Chris Lemonis and the Indiana Hoosiers? They beat Notre Dame last night 3-0 at Victory Field in Indianapolis behind six strong innings from Timmy Herron. The bullpen came in and did its job as well as B.J. Sable and Matt Lloyd shut down the Irish, holding them to a very quiet night at the plate, only four hits. Indiana only had four hits as a team as well, but they were winners 3-0 last night. What does it mean for the Hoosiers? Well, it's a pretty strong statement. Indiana is now off to its best start since 1987. That's a long time ago, folks. The Hoosiers now have reeled off seven straight wins. They sit 27-6, and it's their best 33-game start in 31 years. Indiana, as we know, has been hitting and pitching fantastically well. They racked up 40 runs over the weekend against Big Ten foe Northwestern and now took care of ACC opponent Notre Dame, holding them just to four hits. Indiana only had four hits, but the biggest one of the night came from catcher Ryan Feinman. He has been on fire this year. His two-run home run, the no-doubter, made Indiana 2-0 leaders after six innings. The Hoosiers tacked on an insurance run in the bottom of the seventh and ran away with a 3-0 victory. Indiana entered Tuesday night with the second-best ERA in the country, not in the Big Ten, in the country, and now their ERA of 2.27 is the best in baseball. The Hoosiers were one of two teams in the top 20 in pitching and in offense. They'll have a chance to add to it tonight. They'll welcome the Ball State Cardinals to town in a makeup game. Bart Kauffman Field at 6:05.
And don't forget Shauna Stanton and softball will host Louisville at 5 o'clock right before baseball. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Recapping spring practice this week with head football coach Tom Allen. Today we focus on speed, and he's got new guys in charge of strength and conditioning. Former player David Ballou, who's now in charge of strength and conditioning, and Dr. Matt Ray are revamping workouts and getting the Hoosiers bigger, stronger, and faster.
Sometimes when you see them all the time, you don't quite have a perception of it or a perspective of it. But every time that someone comes and watches us that hasn't seen us for a while, they'll comment about the way our team looks and how well we move.
Husky Marcelino Ball missed plenty of time last year, 8 games with a knee problem. He's back and ready to go. How has the new training and conditioning helped him and his teammates here in spring practice?
I'm not going to tell my weight, but I'm sitting at a good weight, and I'm feeling real fast. I'm feeling good. Everybody feeling good. I see even the linemen, D-line, they look like skilled players a little bit. We're feeling good in the weight room.
Everybody looks bigger, faster, and stronger, and that's a good problem to have for the Hoosiers.
Obviously, part of that's recruiting, but a big part of that with the guys that are here is our strength staff. And so we got a 12-week cycle next for our guys, and that's a big deal for us as we get into, and 4 of those 12 weeks are discretionary, but the other 8 are not. But those 4 discretionary weeks are critical, and guys understand. And when you believe in the people that are coaching you and leading you, like our guys do, our strength staff, it really increases the effort, the amount of focus you bring to each workout, because they really believe in their hearts that if they do everything they're asked to do, they're going to get bigger, stronger, and faster. So that's encouraging.
You can't win games in the offseason, but you can lose them if you're not in shape and ready to go for the 2018 season. Indiana won't have that problem. Florida International, September 1st. It'll be here before you know it. Dave and Glass in the zone tonight. Your phone calls at 6. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.